Lania fed her horse apples and hugged him every day until they became best friends. The seven-year-old says she fell many times in the last 2 years, but only cried when the horse was hurt. Now the rolling hills in northern Iraq's Kurdish region are her racetrack.
I hope to open my own teaching school to ride horses and to teach others. I wish to take part in international championships. My dream is to be a veterinarian to help horses and to continue to ride.
This horse was a gift from a local businessman because Lania's family couldn't afford to buy one. International attention has waned since the 2003 U.S. invasion destroyed Iraq's prestigious horse collection, including thousands of Arabian thoroughbreds. But in the Kurdish region, three international events, including show jumping, racing, and beauty shows, were being held. While they continued during the fight against ISIL, the events stopped because of the coronavirus pandemic. With more than 100 members, horse riding has become popular at the only international club in northern Iraq. But to get a spot, members must pay a $6,000 yearly fee to access the stables and facilities.
Riding is an expensive sport, and for decades, Iraq's government has paid very little attention to making it accessible for everyone. Even the Equestrian Federation is mired under corruption and internal divisions.
The 100-year-old Iraq Equestrian Federation was not able to comment because of a dispute with the International Federation for Equestrian Sports. Khalid is a trainer and a veterinarian and remembers how during his childhood the government used to pay for everything. He now says he is disappointed after years of trying to raise standards and bring together the Iraqi and Kurdish Equestrian Federations.
The government has neglected sports in general, not just equestrian. They did nothing for 12 years. They only focused on tent pegging, which is not an Olympic game. Iraqi kids have ambitions, and we have opened training workshops in schools where kids can come for affordable rates. We have them as groups, and we give them safety instructions so they are not deprived of the sport completely.
Back at the farm, Lania is hoping to build on her talent and passion and represent her village and country internationally. But with no formal help or training, that dream may require a miracle to come true. Sama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Erbil.